voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten play as the Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
He's phenomenal at all aspects of the game, and he's going to be a force for somebody in his locker room. You know, I don't know if it's going to be me, but hopefully so, you know. I want to battle against him like I battle against everybody else.
That's Jimmy Butler on Russell Westbrook as the Bulls tonight host OKC at the United Center. They're looking for their fourth consecutive victory as Butler is averaging 38 points over his last three games, but he missed this morning's shoot-around, and he is a game-time decision. Guard Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He's recovering from an ankle injury. Other NBA news, Mike Dunleavy is seeking a buyout from his new team, the Atlanta Hawks, after being traded from Cleveland. Apparently, the Golden State Warriors would be interested in the free agent if he could attain that buyout from Atlanta, which would be really cool, playing for Golden State instead of playing for Atlanta. College football tonight, the national championship game, pairs number 3 Clemson. They're taking on number 1 Alabama. I'm taking Auburn in that game, kickoff at 7:30.
Roll damn tide.
And roll damn tide. The NFL's divisional weekend is set. Saturday, Seattle travels to Atlanta, and New England takes on Houston. On Sunday, Pittsburgh plays at KC with Green Bay traveling to Dallas. Every game can be heard right here on The Score with coverage starting Saturday at 3 p.m. NHL, the Blackhawks beat Nashville 5-2 last night at the UC. Ryan Hartman with a hat trick. That means he scored 3 goals in 1 game alone, which is crazy. Hawks are off tonight with the Red Wings in town tomorrow. College Buckets, Baylor is number 1 in the AP Top 25 for the first time ever. Congratulations to them for that really great accomplishment. Rounding out the top 3 are Kansas and Villanova. Hurry into Subway and get the steak and cheese footlong that's now just $6. It's packed with thinly sliced steak, free of artificial preservatives and flavors, and melty cheese. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce on toasted bread, only $6 for a limited time. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number 1 sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We had a game in Washington where Joe Gibbs is yelling. We had a coach who carried the red flag, okay? Coach Gibbs did not do that. And he's yelling at the coach to throw the challenge flag on the field. Okay, he can't find it. Throwing his keys in the field, his cookies in his pocket. He's throwing everything on the field. He can't find it because it was stuck in his sock.
Matt Bowen.
He played his game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen's on Twitter at MattBowen41. You can follow him there. You hear him often here on these airwaves on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. What's going on?
Well, we got all excited for a weekend of material NFL football and then ended up with about 2.5 quarters in a total of 4 games of anything that was really compelling. So the matchups look great for next week, but that wasn't much of a lid lifter.
No, it wasn't. It was really comes down to quarterback play. I mean, Oakland and Houston. In Oakland, you have Connor Cook, who got 1 week of practice, and he's a rookie. I mean, you can't expect much out of him. You saw that early in the game plan from Oakland. Very conservative, not targeting wide receivers, throwing screen passes. And that even got him in trouble when Clowney picked off the throwback screen. So they were in trouble from the start of the football game. Matt Moore in Miami, that's a different football team that we saw back in week 6 that beat Pittsburgh, that ran the ball all over Pittsburgh. That's a credit to Pittsburgh. I think they're a much more physical team now than they were back in week 6, but they didn't have any explosive play ability in that football game. You know, the game I was really interested in was yesterday, obviously the Giants and Green Bay. I think New York did an excellent job in really the first half until the, you know, about 6 seconds left in the second quarter of disguising their coverages, rolling their coverages. But You can't go to sleep on Aaron Rodgers when there's 6 seconds left in the half. You can't let a wide receiver get behind you. I don't care if that wide receiver runs to the parking lot. Run out to the parking lot with him and stand behind him. You can't let a guy get behind you in that situation. But we see this so often, whether it doesn't matter if we're talking about high school football, college, or Sundays in the NFL. Everyone practices this Hail Mary. Everyone has a script. Everyone has a plan. But everything breaks down when it comes to real time and real speed. And the guy that's supposed to be jumping, well, now there's three other guys jumping that aren't supposed to. When you're supposed to pass it to a wide receiver, you lose track of them. And, yes, there's push-offs. They don't ever call anything in those situations. Everyone's grabbing and pulling and pushing, trying to get positioning. But if you play it poorly and allow that play to happen, which totally changed the dynamic of the football game and everything. And now you're going into the halftime, you're making different adjustments because you got a lead or you're trailing, and now you're giving Aaron Rodgers a lead in the second half, and that's when he took off. But really, I'll be honest, beyond scheme, beyond the quarterback play, if you look at the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, the teams that were more physical, they won. That's what they did. They were more physical. You look at the Pittsburgh defense.
Oof, wow.
You look at some of the safety play. You look at Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. You look at Mike Mitchell from Pittsburgh. Look at the Houston defense, what they did up front, especially what they did in the secondary. The more physical teams advance. That's usually what you see on wildcard weekend. There's going to be teams that have a lot of limitations. That's why they're playing on wildcard weekend. That's why they don't have first-round buys. But it comes down to who can play more physical, and I thought that was really the story.
Well, speaking of physical, Matt, the Chiefs can get pretty physical too, mm-hmm. and they are awfully tough on defense, and they are scary sometimes the way they come after you. And now Ben Roethlisberger's got the ankle. How much of a factor is that going to be?
He says he's okay, though. He says it was just a precaution. He was only doing it because his bosses wanted him to.
I think if it was any other quarterback, I'd worry. But with Roethlisberger, he's played hurt so many times in his career. I don't know if he's ever been healthy, to be honest. He's always banged up, and he always seems to play well when he's banged up. But you bring up a great point, Barry, is that this Kansas City secondary, they're very physical. They're going to challenge receivers. They're going to challenge routes. They're going to bring pressure. That's what they do in Kansas City. The question I always have against Pittsburgh is you look at yesterday, and there's a number that's crazy to me, is that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell accounted for 81.5% of Pittsburgh's total offensive production. That's a huge number. Okay, so you have to decide when you're setting a game plan, who do we stop? Okay, we're going to play with a seven-man front and have two deep safeties over the top because we don't want Brown to attack our secondary. Well, if you do that, now you have seven defenders to stop Le'Veon Bell. And I'll tell you what, you watch Le'Veon Bell, and it's not just yesterday.
I wanted to ask about this because for years I have heard coaches scream, hit it up in the hole. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't dance. And he just sort of waits.
He does. Dan, he almost comes to a complete stop sometimes. And you're saying, there's no way you can do this. But the thing about him is, and this is something you cannot teach. I mean, you can't coach. This isn't a developmental tool you tell a running back. Because most young running backs just run as fast as they can and get tackled. Okay, it's almost a natural feel to the position. And what he does with this is he makes his blockers always right. What I mean by that is he plays off their leverage. Okay, so they have inside leverage. He's going to cut it inside. They have outside leverage. He's going to bounce it outside. He lets that happen first. And then he's so quick when he makes that one cut and gets up the field. And the thing about him is his footwork's excellent, his vision is excellent, obviously the patience, but he's also got the power to finish runs. There's one tape I love from this year. It was the game against Buffalo, and it was snowing. Ben Roethlisberger did not play well. He had three picks. And they just lined up and double tight end and ran lead open the whole game. That's all they did. I mean, that's all they did. There was nothing complicated. And Bell just took over because he can. So that's the problem for defensive coordinators is, well, how do I stop Bell? Okay, I'm going to bring a safety down. Well, Miami did that yesterday. It didn't work. Okay, it doesn't matter. Now you have one-on-one outside.
And they tried those smoke routes where they're all day. And right. One guy falls down or you get one downfield block. Next thing you know, the guy's standing in the end zone dancing around.
Right, or you throw a slant route. Because if you play single high defense, it means there's one safety in the middle of the field, you are screaming to Ben Roethlisberger, throw it to Antonio Brown. Throw it. And unless you have Chris Harris, Talib, Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman, you're not going to win that matchup a lot of times. So they're so tough to prepare for, and it's really two players because they haven't developed another wide receiver. They lost Martavis Bryant this year. Sammy Coates is supposed to be that guy. He had a hand injury during the season. Eli Rogers is coming on as a slot receiver. They don't have a dynamic tight end. It's these two guys. That's how dominant they are.
You know, Matt, in hindsight, I think it'll be easy to say that there was an inevitability to this Packers thing, to this Aaron Rodgers thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we always do in hindsight. I don't know if it feels like that to you right now, like there's almost no stopping them getting to the Super Bowl, but you still have a Dallas team that has that great running game, and I don't know if the Packers can stop that running game. How do you feel about that matchup?
Man, I agree with you, Barry, because here's the thing with Dallas. They don't have a top-tier defense. They just don't. I mean, by the numbers they do, whenever you look at numbers in football, you have to go back to the tape and say, how do these numbers compare? And you're going to have great numbers when you get to come on the field fresh after another 12-play drive from your offense when you're playing with a two-score lead and you're sitting in zone coverage. I mean, that's going to make your numbers better. But that's the thing with Dallas. They control tempo the entire football game. They're not a vertical passing offense. Dak Prescott will take some shots, but they throw the ball to the middle of the field. Super efficient passing attack in the middle of the field. And they just move you off the ball up front. That's all they do. They run inside zone, all day because they can. And they have a top five running back carrying the ball downhill. So if you can control the tempo, that's the best thing you can do against Aaron Rodgers. Again, it's not scheme. It's just, look, we're going to keep you off the field.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you off the field. We're going to score points. And now we're going to limit your playbook a little bit. Now when you run boot schemes, we're not going to chase them. We know you're not going to run the football. You have to throw the ball to get back into the game. And the other key part of this is Jordy Nelson. If he can't go, well, that's a – I mean, Jordy Nelson is playing like a top-five receiver right now. I think that was part of the transition and part of the jump for Aaron Rodgers in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Is Jordy Nelson looked like the receiver we saw before the knee injury. He had the speed. He had the explosive playability back, and that obviously helped their offense progress forward. But if you're playing from behind against the Dallas Cowboys, you're in trouble.
Here's what I wanted to discuss with you, and I don't know if you saw the article, but I had your appearance circled ever since I read this. The Wall Street Journal did a spectacular job talking about what the run-pass option, or RPO, has done to fundamentally alter the landscape of the college game. And a rule change that was enacted in 2009 allowed for linemen to block 3 yards down from the line of scrimmage instead of one. What I did not know, or maybe just sort of didn't appreciate, was that before this season, the NCAA tried to rescind that rule and tried to adopt the NFL rule of simply 1 yard down from the line of scrimmage, and coaches went crazy. Because so many coaches have completely retrofitted their offenses to take advantage of a play that exists in between football's rules. And even Nick Saban, who hated it, fought against it, finally said, look, as long as this is legal, I'm going to do this too. And everything is diagrammed in the article, Matt, and I know you understand this. When they talk about triple option principles and what used to be mesh point, pull back, turn outside, decide to pitch, it's now mesh point, pullback, turn outside, run, or throw downfield, which is, it's really not fair. What happens here? How does this work? And why, if you're coaching in college, why wouldn't you run it every time?
You should, or in high school. Okay, because where I coach in high school, RPOs have taken over as well. Okay, and sometimes in high school, they're 4 or 5 yards down the field. You have a tackle 5 yards down the field wandering around. You're throwing the block and you're throwing the football. Now, as a defensive back coach, that's really tough on my guys because I'm telling them, you got to read your keys, right? That's defensive football, okay? If a high hat, low hat. If the tackle blocks down or comes out to pick up a lineman, that's a run. Now, all of a sudden, they're throwing a seam route. Now, all of a sudden, they're throwing a bubble screen or a slant combo on the backside, right? And you're going to see it a ton tonight. Anyone who's going to watch the game tonight with Alabama and Clemson, these RPOs have exploded into so many different variations. They will run QB count, and more than you see at the NFL level because you're not paying your quarterbacks in the college level, okay? And these guys are going to run between the tackles. You're going to see what I call QB counter GT. They're going to pull the guard in the tackles, the old counter tray from Joe Gibbs. But off of that, he can hand off on a jet sweep. He can pitch the ball to the running back. He can throw a seam pass. He could throw a fade route. Now what you're seeing more in college football, too, is these third-level RPOs, where they're reading the safety. Okay, so if you're a safety...
Used to just be the defensive end. The triple option, you're reading the defensive end. Maybe there's a scrape exchange with a linebacker, and that's your call.
That's it. It's a one-read scheme. Now these are three-level reads, okay? So if you're playing a team that plays quarters, which is cover four, and your safeties line up over the tight end, or on the backside, line up over the tackle, on that backside... safety is reading the tackle. That's his read. So if that tackle goes to block down and chips the linebacker, well, he's coming downhill. Well, now they have one-on-one outside versus the corner because the safeties remove off an RPO read. And it was never intended to be a run. You were doing that intentionally to have the free safety read a tackle and come downhill. Now I can throw the fade route. Now
that's not fair. That goes against everything football players are taught from the moment they put a helmet on. Every possible instinct, when the fat guys are coming at you, it's a run. And it's just not true anymore. And I'm thinking, too, you know, when somebody like Greg Gabriel or Matt Miller or these guys who have to understand what quarterback numbers mean, what quarterback play means, when you're trying to project somebody to the NFL, where you're just not allowed these opportunities to dance right up to the line of scrimmage and make a throw to a wide-open guy because somebody had to abandon him, it makes it harder to scout.
Yeah, but they don't care about that. They're not in the business of helping the NFL at this
point. No, the college doesn't, but yeah. I'm just saying it changes the way we all consume football to have to understand what's going on out there.
Right, because I'm a firm believer that you can still develop a spread quarterback into a pro-style offense or a mix, a mesh of a pro and spread-style offense in the NFL. When you look at the route tree, I'm talking the route trees, they're the same in college as they are in the NFL. But when you're talking RPOs, it's a different game. Because like you said, RPOs at the NFL level, if that tackle's down the field, that's getting called.
Every time.
The ball comes out much quicker in the NFL. So even if you do make a mistake as a quarter safety, you still have time to recover. Versus the college or the high school level, you're 2 yards in the line of scrimmage are throwing the ball past your ear. And you're saying, you're telling your coach, well, coach, I read my keys. And coach is saying, I know you did, but it was an RPO. And they're extremely hard to stop in the red zone, especially when the speed of the game picks up. You take a false step in the red zone against Alabama or Deshaun Watson from Clemson, he's going to throw it behind your head for a touchdown. And that's something to really focus on tonight for fans. Because this isn't, you know, when we talk about Alabama football, it's not downhill football as much as it used to be. It's spread football now at Alabama. It is what it is. And Clemson is, you know, 100% spread team. They'll run power schemes out of their spread looks. There's no question about that. But those RPOs, when you put in a player like Deshaun Watson, who's still going to go in the first round, that type of athletic ability, man, that is a tough job for a defense to stop. And even the culture of football down in Alabama, that defensive identity they have, which I think is the best in the country, that's how you want to build a defense. That's how you want players to produce and how you want them to play. That is a tough responsibility against a quarterback like Watson to read through all these RPOs. It's very hard.
It looked to me like what Saban did after all this, the trying to fight against this and try to go back to the 1 yard from the line of scrimmage NFL rule, that it's if you can't beat him, join him, and I'm just going to be better at it than anybody else, and we're going to figure out a way to do this. And his defense is just a matter of being fast enough and reactive enough to, like you say, to make for instead of having one false step, maybe it's half a false step, or maybe if you are fooled, you're so big and so fast that your recovery times and distances are less just because of athleticism. That must be his theory, because I don't know, it from an evolutionary X and O perspective, what would be a logical equal and opposite reaction to the RPO hegemony. I just don't know, because you previously there's always been something. As the West Coast offense begat the zone blitz, and then that, you know, then you had the Mike Martz vertical schemes and the 7-step drops, and then that changed with defense. I don't know what comes next now, but there's always something.
Yeah, there is always something, and I think it's still being figured out by coaches right now. And you're seeing the NFL, like we said, it's easier to defend because of the rules. But at the college level, I don't think there is an answer right now. I'm not going to say you just try to survive in the field. You don't want to do that. You still want to challenge those receivers. You still want to challenge the run game. You know, there are certain things like that inside pop pass. Okay.
What's that?
Inside pop pass is just when you ride the running back through the mesh point and your ball immediately comes out. You're either hitting a slot receiver on a seam or the tight end on a seam.
Okay.
That's immediate. So the linebackers are going to read run. Because a lot of times there's a power scheme built into the guard pulls, you go. That's what you do as a linebacker. So you have to tell your safeties, hey, you know, stay on top of the pop pass. I don't care if they complete it. It's 7 yards, we tackle, go on the next play. Make them throw 10 of those to get down the field because eventually they're going to make a mistake. You almost go back to that philosophy where we're going to protect over the top. We're not going to let these RPOs beat us. And if they throw underneath, whether it's a slant or a bubble or a pop pass, we're going to rally and tackle. And that goes back to what you said, Dan, about Alabama. They have elite players They have five-star kids all over that field. They have that athletic ability to recover and make those tackles and tackle in space and create leverage to the football off these RPOs because they play so fast and they're so well coached.
Matt, before we let you go real quick on tonight's game, the Clemson front four I think is underrated, if that's possible. I think because they're just always compared to Alabama, which is just unfair. So to me, it comes down to this. Can Alabama run the football against that front four? Because they're going to have to. And they've got that massive humanity up front on the Alabama offensive line. Who wins that matchup?
Up front, I think Alabama will because of what they're going to do with the quarterback run game. I think that's going to be the story of tonight is who can get more production out of the quarterback run game. Because you're going to see all these RPOs, these quarterback sweeps, these quarterback counters, and who can create explosive plays off of that. I think there'll be more points scored tonight like there was last year in the national championship game between these two teams. It's not going to be a lockdown defensive performance. They're too talented. They're too well coached. The schemes are too advanced to expect to shut down one of these football teams. But I really think it comes down to the quarterback position. You're talking about a freshman for Alabama going against Watson who's going to be a first-round pick. You obviously see that's the advantage for Clemson. But like I said, this Alabama defense, if you're a young coach, this is the film you watch. And granted, you're not going to have all those players, but just how they play and the physicality they show in a football game, I think that wins out and Alabama wins another title.
That's some substantive football stuff from our analyst, Matt Bowen. Matt, we thank you as always.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
That is good stuff there. That's if you're a football fan, that he just showed you and explained a way to watch tonight's game that might make it more interesting.
Nick Saban with a chance to win 5 times in 8 years. 5 times in 8 years.
I think another national championship, especially considering what is asked of coaches in recruiting and the arms race in today's day and age.
Yeah, Bear Bryant didn't have to worry about scholarship
every year.
Limits.
Every single year, losing guys every
plus,
single year.
Plus, he could pay him whatever he wanted.
That would cement Nick Saban as the greatest college football coach of all time if he isn't already.
I think it's already done.
Okay.
I think it's already done. I mean, whether he gets it this year or not, the record is 5 in 16 years. He has a chance to do 5 and 8.
He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. As much as the Cowboys have been owned by the New York Giants this season, I'm guessing the very last thing they wanted to see was a white-hot Aaron Rodgers. Because after that 4-6 start, Rodgers said that he felt great about, quote, running the table the rest of the regular season, which sent all the hot takers into delirium, looking to crush him, saying that he was washed up and messed up mentally because of his movie star girlfriend and the issues he allegedly had with his family. So what did Aaron do? He ran the table. So as good as Rodgers has been, I'm not sure he's ever been better. And right about now, I would not want any part of him or the Packers if I were in the postseason, let alone if I were a team starting a rookie quarterback like Dallas is. In other words, the guy who was not supposed to be here is the last guy you want to see right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men...
Words. The guy who was not supposed to be here is the last guy you want to see right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Truck drivers, with a new year of opportunities ahead and a huge freight base in Chicagoland, Schneider is holding driver recruiting events near you. Come out and meet a Schneider recruiter in one of 10 different Chicagoland locations throughout January. That's 10 different Chicagoland locations this month. Get full event details and Illinois driving job and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at SchneiderJobs.com. A new year, a rewarding new career at SchneiderJobs.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help. If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. American soul singer Wilson Pickett died of a heart attack at age 64 this week in 2006.
Atlanta.
This week in 2012, Etta James died from complications of leukemia at age 73.
Welcome to the hotel.
And this week in 2016, Glenn Frey of the Eagles died of complications from pneumonia.
And 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
227, Barry Rosner and Dan Bernstein with you until 6 o'clock. It's going to be sort of a strange flipping night between the national championship is going to give you a lot of long commercial breaks, and these college games tend to plod, so we'll be able to check in on occasion with Jimmy Butler and in his pre-planned Michael Jordan sick
the
game.
Flu Game two.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not at shoot around. Oh, wait, I also am unveiling new shoes. I'm a game time decision. Yeah, sure you are. Okay.
He'll collapse into Nico's arms on the way back to the bench after hitting a game-winning three.
Sure. Tying the game in overtime at 116, they'll put James Brown's cape on him. I can't do no more. Then off it comes. Wow! And out back he goes to shoot some more. As long as his spacers are out there, he'll be fine.
And Neil Funk will say he might be the best player in NBA history.
Who ever lived in any sport. Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on.
Sometimes. It's a little over the top sometimes.
Well, I think when Stacey gets going with the catchphrases and whoa, and all that, it's a basketball game.
It's a regular season basketball game.
It's fun, but it's okay.
It's been more pleasant lately. But, you know, they still go long stretches without being able to score the basketball.
And long stretches where they don't want to stop anybody.
Well, that's been all year.
That's
been consistent, at least. Give it to Fred Hoiberg there. That part has been consistent all year.
But that's not why you called. I saw this AP story today, and I want to thank Joe Bartosz at our sister station, News Radio WBBM, for sending this over. A Maryland man has been arrested following an hours-long standoff with law enforcement that police say began when a family member took a bite from his grilled cheese sandwich. Baltimore County Police spokesman Sean Vincent says the dispute began about 5 p.m. Sunday. The man was eating with his wife and daughter, became angry when one of them took a bite from his sandwich, prompting him to fire a shot inside the house. The wife and daughter were able to safely leave the house, but the man barricaded himself inside. He surrendered peacefully shortly before 9 p.m. No one was injured. Police took the man to the hospital for an evaluation. Vincent says the man will face charges.
Yeah, he called Aroldis Chapman for advice and decided this was the proper way to go about it.
Although, you know,
A good grilled cheese, I could see it.
A well-done grilled cheese. Yeah. I made a couple over the weekend for you know, my son and his friend were over. I said, Dad, can you make us the good grilled cheese? I get it in a pan with
fried butter. Yeah.
I said, I think I might be able to do that. A little Colby Jack instead of American. You slice it diagonally.
Why don't you mix in a couple different ones?
I've done that before. That's when I make homemade mac and cheese. I'll use like 9 different cheeses. And that's sort of my thing. It was always when the kids were younger. That was like a big deal when Daddy would make mac and cheese. But I was thinking about this too, that last week when everybody was reminiscing with the toast to Terry, and you know, Mike North was there talking about Bowl-O-Rama. And I will never forget it. The last Bowl-O-Rama I went to, when I had the rare pleasure of bowling a full game with Dick Weber. And it was great.
Did you give him tips? I could see you. giving him a little help, because I'm sure you're an expert on that too.
He was just a delight. He bowled like an effortless 240 at age 70, whatever he was at the time. But Bears wide receiver Eddie Kennison came up to me.
Eddie Kennison.
Wow. And before, as everybody's arriving,
Denver?
I had where'd they get him? Kansas City. Kansas City.
You're right.
I just sometimes I get a look at like a bowling alley grill, you can tell the food's good, like the griddle's just right, and I say, you know what? I could really go for a grilled cheese with bacon because that looks good. They have the Texas toast, and I say, sure. So it's this perfect like double thick grilled cheese with bacon in it. And I'm so excited. I've got it in the little paper bowl. And I'm, you know, kind of, and Eddie Kennison walks right up to me and takes it.
What?
He took it.
Did he think you were a server?
No.
Like someone passing out food?
No. He said, let me show you something with that. And I said, what do you mean? He said, let me show you how to do somebody up Louisiana style. I said, okay. Maybe he's going to put a little Tony Shashir's seasoning on it for me.
He took your grilled cheese and walked away.
He took it.
That's such a pro athlete kind of thing to do.
He goes, you just got done up Louisiana style.
That's such a pro athlete.
Like, seriously, man? Come on. So, you know, if I had access.
That's what you remember about Bowl-O-Rama.
Well, I'm kind of with this guy. I would have maybe fired a shot and barricaded myself in the bowling alley.
Scoreboard update.
I have no problem with that AP story. I actually hate sharing my food. If you want to take a bite, order your own or make your own.
Good for you. You know what? That is a solid political position, and I would like to subscribe to your newsletter.
That looks good. Can I try it? No.
No, order your own. No, you can't.
Make your own.
You wouldn't share with me?
Nope. Matt? Would not.
See, my family is the opposite. We had overzealous desire to share. oh, you got to try this.
Oh,
you
got to
try this. You'll
never hear.
I always say no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good. I like the particular taste I have in my mouth right now. I don't need to try what you're having. Oh, you got to try this.
Yep, you will never hear that come from me.
Yeah, if it's me, chances are I don't even like what I'm having. Let alone do I want to try what you're having. Why don't you just leave me alone? Doing the best I can.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for Big Ten play as the Cats host Iowa, Indiana, Maryland, and more. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Jimmy Butler has been named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week after averaging 38 points, 9.3 rebounds, 6.3 assists, and three very happy and positive postgame media sessions. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Thunder at the UC. They're looking for their fourth consecutive victory. Butler did miss this morning's shoot-around. He's a game-time decision. Denzel Valentine also listed as a game-time decision. He's recovering from an ankle injury. Other NBA news, Mike Dunleavy is seeking a buyout from his new team, the Atlanta Hawks, after being traded from Cleveland. College football tonight, the national championship game has number 3 Clemson taking on number 1 Alabama. Kickoff at 7:30. If you want to impress your friends and family, you can tell them the last time these two teams met in a national championship game, it was in 2016. The NFL's divisional weekend is all set. Saturday, Seattle travels to Atlanta. New England takes on Houston. Sunday, Pittsburgh plays at KC with Green Bay traveling to Dallas. Every game can be heard right here on The Score with coverage starting Saturday at 3 p.m. NHL, the Blackhawks are off tonight with the Red Wings in town tomorrow. Men's buckets, your AP top 5, Baylor, Kansas, Villanova, UCLA, and Gonzaga. Denny's $4 menu now offers twice as many options as before. Now you can get the super blackberry pancakes or the biscuits and gravy breakfast and so much more. All only $4 each. Yep, Denny's probably has the greatest $4 value menu in the world. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Latest on the Mike Dunleavy saga, Adrian Wojnarowski via Twitter is reporting that his sources say after talking with Mike Budenholzer about his role with Atlanta, Mike Dunleavy has made peace with joining the Hawks. He'll report on Tuesday.
What is he up to? What is the end game here?
I was trying to figure out what Dunleavy's game is.
I mean, he's leaking information now that it might be Golden State as opposed to Cleveland. So what is it exactly that he's trying to do? I mean, these teams, if they want to get him, they'd prefer that he's merely released and that they can sign him for the prorated minimum, right? What exactly is he trying to accomplish? I'm not sure I get it.
It looks like now whatever he was trying to accomplish is going to be undone by...
Atlanta's just unwilling at this point.
Right, simply playing in Atlanta and that's that. And
why should they do anything really to help him? Like to ease his way to Golden State or Cleveland?
I don't know. I don't know what would be in their interest to do that. Because he's not going to be a disruptive force there ruining something they've got going on. Because they have nothing
going on?
Yeah. Nothing.
That's I don't know if you saw the Tribune story over the weekend about the Cubs wanting a bowl game at Wrigley, much like the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium, getting something annually at Wrigley.
Now that they can change the configuration allow for an actual field.
Now that they could have two end zones instead of just one. Poor Jim Phillips. Remember we talked to him that day.
Yeah, I know.
Oh boy.
So bad.
That was a very depressed and sad Jim Phillips.
Which is rare.
Right. No, he's like the peppiest guy ever. And he tried so hard to get that game. And it was such a big thing. And it was going to be such a great event. And by the time we got him on the radio, it was, we could use half the field.
we'll switch sides.
Poor Jim. He's such a good guy.
We'll play all-time quarterback and can't hit the ball to right field.
We'll play with no right fielder. Right. Pitcher's hands out, is that what they call that?
Ghost runners.
What was that? What was pitcher's...
Pitcher's hand. It was like for kickball sometimes. We were, if the ball...
So you'd have to throw it first. Okay.
Right. Or what we used to do at Walden grade school was in kickball, if you could just throw it to the wall was enough. Anything on the wall counted as first base. You just had to get it because it was a short run to first base. So if you could just pick it up and throw it off the wall... You'd hear it was easy to umpire because you could hear it. See, we were very creative.
That's awfully creative and impressive and really not very interesting. All right, so...
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Working out nicely, I guess. All right, so in this story, anyway, there's a what I thought to be a very interesting Crane Kenny quote. Well, I mean, the whole story is about getting the game and all that. And he's talking about having the game there, and he says, quote, concerts that may not sell out elsewhere sell out at Wrigley. It's because of the ballpark, Wrigleyville, Chicago, the history. It gives us confidence that a bowl game will succeed here. And I read that, and I thought what he was saying was, yeah, we put in some real piles of crap in here, and anybody will come watch anything because it's Wrigley Field. Doesn't matter how old they are, how bad they are, how different they sound than when you remember seeing them last time. Mm-hmm. But you know
whether
what?
They're playing their hits or their new stuff, their avant-garde freeform jazz stuff.
But if we put them here, you're stupid enough to pay to come see it.
Is he wrong?
No. I just thought that's something I wouldn't admit if I were him.
He didn't really.
Yes, he did.
Well, he
can't help. He can't stop himself from bragging. He can't stop. He can't help himself.
But it is true that with all, especially once it's done, wait till you see what that's going to look like. Wait till you see what the plaza and the bells and whistles and everything around there, the hotel and the health club and all the new restaurants and all the new revenue streams that you're just going to have. You could put anything there. You could put anybody, anything. Hey, do you know who that band is? No. You want to go see them? Yep. Sure do.
We can drink and crawl across the street right to the hotel. Oh, will there be a bridge? Will there be a footbridge?
No.
They wanted to, right? And the neighborhood wouldn't let them?
All I know is both.
Because of the danger of someone spilling a beer down onto Clark Street?
I've only seen two concerts at Wrigley Field, and they were both terrific. The police were great. AC/DC brought the house down. That was and the great thing about Wrigley concerts, not only can we walk to them, but they start when they say they're going to start. There's no rock and roll time because of neighborhood curfew.
Mm.
They start on time.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. When you go to some of these, I know my wife went to see Madonna a while back at the United Center.
10:35, 10:45.
Well, yeah, that's what they say. And then and then it's 11:45 when she comes out.
Yeah. Because she's insane.
So my wife?
Yes. Well, yes. And yes. So is Madonna.
Well, I'm just offended at some point by rock and roll time. It's just like I get it. You're a big rock star. You're a big pop star. But play when you say you're
gonna
play.
Well, she sleeps until like 3 p.m. Then she goes to work out, then she has something to eat, then she's gotta do whatever else it is that she does, which is who knows? It's Madonna.
It sounds like you're describing like my in-laws. Well, grandma wakes up running, then she's going to go get her hair done, and then she's going to come in and they walk the dog.
Her hair's orange. What has to be done it? Is she getting a darker shade of orange?
You're describing an old woman set in her ways. When you're talking, but then she waits and waits and waits and waits, and I love
that's Madonna. She's an old woman set in her ways.
I love those Wrigley concerts, man. There they are. I mean, that's AC/DC. If anybody could be like a crazy rocker, even though they're all septuagenarians at this point, but they're there. They are. What time's the concert start? 8. There it is. 8:01.
Boy,
there you go. There's Angus.
They can play in a wheelchair like no one.
Well, believe me, Angus is 60 when he performed and still was. I mean, the hair was receding a little bit, but you wouldn't know.
I just thought that was a funny thing to admit.
Look. This place?
You people are so dumb. Seriously, we know people are stupid. I mean, look, people have been coming to Wrigley Field for years for no damn reason at all. We know you're dumb. But we could put anybody in there, and you people are so dumb you're going to pay to come watch.
Oh, you sheep will pay for anything. Look, we're going to completely overcharge you, too. But you know what? As long as it's here, we print up some logos, we're going to do a photo op, you'll be here.
It's going to be loud. We're going to sell lots of beer and lots of food.
Look,
and
we just played the ad for it for Billy Joel. You know, Billy Joel's he's really good. And he's going to play the same songs.
Yep.
He's got his list, and he's going to play the hits, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be full. Because it will be. That's okay. This is a note from Mr. Pouty Pants. I never thought I would hear Barry Rosner actually giving good food advice. Granted, multi-cheese grilled cheese isn't going to win Top Chef. But Barry, good job.
Well, I got to say, I do like grilled cheese. I do like a really deep fried grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did they call it? Was it a Monte Cristo? Was that the old, like, literally deep fried? It was a ham and cheese that would be battered and deep fried. I want to say it's called a Monte Cristo.
I've had that cigar.
No, it's a sandwich. They used to have it.
I've seen the movie. I read the book.
They had it at Goodman's in Highland Park. I used to get it there. I believe it's like a croque monsieur, a croque madame, but it was battered and deep fried.
Oh, boy.
Ham and cheese.
Oh, boy.
Or bacon and cheese. You could do it the alternate. Yeah. Yeah, that was the stuff.
Yeah, but several different kinds of cheese. Sure. Deep fried. That sounds outstanding to me.
Mm-hmm. You're like a state fair kind of, so you'd be like just walking around, you know, a state fair, eating everything that's coming out of boiling oil.
Right, exactly. If it's, if it's, even if it's like a fried donut, that's fine.
You a fondue fan?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's boiling oil.
When's
the last time you went for fondue?
I've never.
Oh, take your wife. You know.
I don't even know what it is.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, there's got to be one near you. You sit down, and the first course is an appetizer course, and there is a crucible in front of you with melted.
A crucible in front of me?
Yeah. You begin with melted. This is traditionally, it's melted Gruyere cheese, bubbling in front of you. Your appetizer.
Well, I'll eat that.
Your appetizer tray is then going to be a platter of mushrooms, vegetables, chunks of French bread, and you get long fondue forks, and you stab something, and you stick it in the cheese, okay? And you eat it. Does that sound good so far?
You're describing many, many different things.
Does that sound good so far?
Yes.
Okay. They take that away, and you're drinking the whole time, of course. The next is your main course round, where instead of cheese in the bubbling thing, it's cooking oil. Boiling cooking oil, you get your long metal fondue forks, and you the meats of your choice. It could be steak, it could be chicken, it could be lobster, and you put that in the boiling oil, and you take it out when it's done, and you eat it to your heart's content. They remove that. Then they bring over melted chocolate, and you finish with marshmallows and strawberries and graham crackers and other things dipped in melted, bubbling chocolate.
I like all of it except for the part with the meat. Not interested in that part of it at all.
Really? The entire main course part of it.
Yeah, not interested. I like the cheese. I like the chocolate.
And you don't want to cook the meat? Okay.
No. Well, I eat chicken every day. I have chicken every single day.
Then try lobster.
Every single day.
Get lobster.
Not a big fan.
Steak?
It's all right.
Chunks of pork, something. I'm sure they can make you happy. Find something you want to deep fry, you want to eat. I can't believe you didn't even know what fondue was.
No, I mean, I kind of knew what it was, but never seen it, never been to it, never done it. Could they drop a pizza puff in that for me?
Sneak one in. Sir, what's that in your pocket? Nothing! Spoosh! Ah! He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll talk Bulls and Oklahoma City with Vincent Goodwill at the top of the hour on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Is your wallet feeling a little lighter after the holidays? Start the new year off right with WOW. Not only will you get $180 in savings when you sign up for an annual plan, but we'll also help you find the right TV and internet package to make the most of your new tech gifts. Right now, you can get the popular bundle of 30 megabits per second internet, TV, and your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 per month. This offer only goes until February 6th, so don't miss out. Hurry and sign up today. Call 1-844-WOWNOW8 for more details.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction. 1-877 cars for kids, K A accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
She said yes. Now you need an amazing band. You need David Rothstein Music at drsmusic.com. Imagine your dance floor packed with our high-energy 11-piece band playing all your favorite songs. With David Rothstein Music, you'll get a free DJ, unlimited song requests, and thoughtful personal touches. We'll take care of everything. Trust our award-winning music company with 18 years of thrilled couples. Read hundreds of five-star reviews at drsmusic.com. Just listen to basketball legend and father of the groom, Jeff Hornacek.
My son just got married, and you know, the big concern is what band do you want to use? And they picked the David Rothstein band, and I'll recommend everybody. They were awesome. Best wedding that I've ever been to. Every single person at this wedding just raved about it. Anybody out there that's getting ready to get married, I definitely recommend that.
Your guests will say your wedding was the best wedding they've ever been to. If you love music and you want your wedding to be fun, organized, and unique, you want David Rothstein Music. Visit drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. Music.com.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another closing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1977, the Police had their first rehearsal. They started recording their debut album this week in 1978. This week in 1979, Canadian rock band Rush were named the country's official ambassadors of music. Cyndi Lauper became the first female recording artist since 1967 to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards this week in 1984. This week in 2009, Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie married actor Josh Duhamel.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.250, got some basketball talk coming up. And variations of the Monte Cristo. So I'm saying it's ham and cheese in egg batter cooked on a skillet. See, when I've had it, it's been thrown in the deep fryer. The classic Monte Cristo. All right, so I'll certainly take that under advisement.
It's a nice cigar, the Monte Cristo.
The 708 says that I'm surprised Dan's head hasn't exploded at Barry Rosner's lack of caring at all about food. Rosner giving food advice is a sign of the apocalypse. The 219 says, fondue is a scam. You do all the cooking and they still charge you more than what you would pay for the same food at a real restaurant.
That's true.
Well, but that's some people's objection to Korean barbecue, which is something I also adore.
They also make you cook your own food?
If you do, yeah, Korean barbecue, they bring you a bowl of hot wood charcoal. You set a metal grate over it and you get tongs and then you grill your kalbi and your...
Why would you go out to dinner to cook
bulgogi?
Your own... Why would you go out to dinner to cook your own food?
It's fun.
Isn't the idea of going out to dinner someone else serves you?
It's fun. They get, you know, you get little lettuce wraps and the panchan and you make soongs out of the lettuce wraps.
Sounds like a riot, Dan.
It really is good. And my
sounds like a load of fun.
My favorite thing about going to my Korean place is the beer that everybody drinks is OB. It stands for, like, I believe, Oriental Brewing.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're at home, though, doesn't it?
It just says OB, and I'm just, Doug, this beer makes me want more line stunts. And kids look at me like, again? I said, yes, yes, again. I'm never going to stop. As soon as they set down the big double-sized bottle of OB, I'm going to do that.
The versatility.
That too. Look, some jokes, you're not, like when Blue Apron said there's a grain called freake, F-R-E-E-K-E-H, which elicits no end of singing and dancing and variations.
If I am
songs.
In the kitchen and someone is making something in a pot, they will not use the word soup. Because as soon as someone says, do you want a bowl of soup, I immediately do the entire joke. Go ahead, taste the soup. I don't want to taste the soup. Go ahead, taste the soup. I don't want to taste the soup. Go ahead. All right, where's the spoon? Aha.
So they know if they make the mistake of saying
just
soup,
saying the word,
it's immediately
the whole thing. Yep. The whole thing. Then they just sit there. Then they just sit there in misery.
I love torturing my family with shtick like that. It's one of the great pleasures of fatherhood.
There are at least a dozen movie references that will happen immediately.
It will set you off.
If someone is foolish enough to use a certain phrase.
Aaron in Humboldt Park is on the score.
I think you guys are a little too sensitive about food here.
Why?
Because soup is soup and fondue is fondue. And you should go to Sansu Gabsan.
That's my joint.
That's your joint?
That's my joint right up the street. I love that place.
And so I have two questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alabama or Clemson?
Clemson.
As far as winning the game?
Yeah.
Take the points. Take Clemson and the points.
He's the gambly guy.
I want Clemson. Second of all, I'm a lifelong Robbie Gould fan, and I'm very disappointed about the Giants.
Do you have a jersey? Do you have a Robbie Gould jersey?
Away and home, yeah.
Seriously? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Signed.
Signed away and home. Game worn?
Yep.
Okay. is it game worn?
Oh, yeah. We got tickets in the 400s.
Is the jersey previously worn by Robbie Gould?
Oh, no, not. I wish. That would be very, very awesome.
Yeah. Did you get to meet him?
No, but I went to the golf. There's like a golf thing up in
it's called a Champions Tour event, and he played in the pro-am.
I thought I was some sort of like crazy person, which kind of sounds like it.
Thanks, Aaron. Just a little bit.
Thank you for the call.
Little bit of an obsession there, just a tiny bit.
Vincent Goodwill talks basketball next on The Score.
And now, a Score 25th anniversary flashback.
Unbelievable.
Our offense was bad all the way through. It wasn't just like bad for one quarter or bad for two quarters. It was bad for four quarters.
We couldn't have done it without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago, for 25 great years. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Jim owns a gym. And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Se está terminando el tiempo para obtener seguro de salud, pero Ambetter Insured by Celtic lo tiene cubierto.
El último día para inscribirse en un plan de seguro de salud es el 31 de enero, así que necesita inscribirse en Ambetter Insured by Celtic hoy.
Ambetter Insured by Celtic ofrece mejor cobertura a un mejor precio y puede ser todo suyo si se inscribe ahora.
Llame al 1-844-272-9959 hoy. Nuevamente, 1-844-272-9959.
Esta es publicidad para la venta de seguros.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. Be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 10 years ago, 2007.
Number 3.
Akon, Smack That.
Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor.
Number 2.
Fergie, Fergalicious.
They want a choice of what I got. Fergalicious.
And the number one song this week, 10 years ago in 2007, Beyoncé, Irreplaceable.